All right. So why don't you tell our listeners who you are and what you do?
Okay. Well, my name's Steve Bedwell. I'm a medical doctor, a world champion magician, and a humorist.
Now, that is one very strange combination, I have
to know, tell you. I know, which is one of the reasons I was finding it terribly, terribly challenging to try and lock the whole thing together and come up with a package where everything was under one umbrella. Prior to working with Vicky, I had focused myself on the corporate entertainment side of things. So I spent my time going around and performing for associations and corporate groups at their banquets, their incentive meetings. But my programs were limited to entertainment. I wasn't providing any content. And of course, when I would do these programs, because people would know I was an MD, they were always saying, you know, you need to start sticking in some content here and you need to start keynoting. And because I had these, as many people have, very diverse areas of expertise, I had no idea how to bring this stuff under one umbrella.
Some people have said that the stuff that they've done with Vicky was really hard. Was anything hard about making this change for you, or was it pretty
yes.
easy?
Yes. This was one of the other challenges I faced when I was trying to write a keynote on my own before I brought Vicky on board, was trying to come up with a keynote where I was talking about my experiences, when my experiences were very kind of counterintuitive for the corporate market. It's a tough sell to say, yeah, I used to be a medical doctor, and now I'm a magician, and I think you should hire me to talk to your sales staff. Because, of course, they would worry that I was a loose cannon and that
right.
I'd be telling everyone to, you know, run free from the corporate shackles and go and follow their dream. And again, that kind of left me in a sort of limbo where I wasn't sure exactly how to proceed. So that was another challenge that Vicky solved. But the whole process, because clearly she's, as I said before, she's not somebody that would write a script for someone. And I was at the point where I didn't have a keynote, I didn't have a topic, and I didn't really know that much about the corporate market. And so clearly it was going to take time for me to ramp up.
But it seems like the advantage here is
yeah.
that rather than sitting down to write the keynote and then trying to find some place to sell it, you were finding the place to sell it and then go writing the keynote.
Exactly. That's the thing, I think. And the thing that really struck me about what Vicky was offering was that her expertise interfaced with the needs of the corporate market. She wasn't saying, hey, let's find out what your passion is and let's build a whole keynote around your passion and then let's try and sort of wedge it into the corporate arena. She was saying, well, I know what your expertise now is, and of course there were these three areas that I was bringing to the table, and I also know the needs of the corporate market, so I can sit down and work out where these two interface. And so that's what she was able to do for me. And it's been a very, very valuable experience.
I'm assuming that you were maybe not like some of her clients. Some of her clients are in a different position to start with, and so they get some pretty immediate and dramatic success. I'm assuming that yours was a little bit more of a longer-term process. Am I right?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
So what kept you going? Is the question. You know, when you get immediate success and somebody tells you something, you do it and you get success, you say, well, of course, I'm going to keep doing it. But what kept you going when you weren't necessarily seeing, you know, immediate return?
That is a really great question. And I'll tell you the big difference pre and post Vicky Sullivan. Before I worked with Vicky, I had no confidence that the stuff I was writing. See, I knew I could write funny, and I knew I could weave comedy magic into a message in a seamless way. But what I didn't know before working with Vicky was whether I was on the right track, whether or not the stuff I was writing would be appropriate for the corporate market. After working with Vicky, I had the supreme confidence of knowing that the stuff I was writing was on track, that it was on target for the folks that would be listening to it at the end of the day. And that gave me a huge confidence and a huge drive. It's just been great to say my defining sentence to people and have them go, oh, okay. And of course, coming from a corporate entertainment background where I didn't have the content, where I'd say, yeah, I'm a corporate magician, and you kind of see him glaze over and, oh, okay. And, well, maybe, you know, give us a business card, maybe one of these days. And now, you know, I tell people my defining statement, and they're like, oh, gosh, you know, we're having problems in our company at the moment. Let's sit and talk. And it's just a whole different experience. And And I put that down to the time I spent with Vicky.
If you had to translate the value of your work with Vicky and the impact that you think it's going to have as you develop your career, how worth it was the investment?
Well, since working with Vicky, I've doubled my fees.
That's a good step.
Across the board. So clearly that in and of itself was an extremely valuable thing to learn. The other thing is, with respect to that, is that the positioning I have now will support me at higher fee levels. As my fees increase, I'm not gonna top out, which is the great thing. I would go into my office in the morning pre-Vicky and think, what do I do today? I'm not sure. Okay, I could make a few phone calls. I could be talking to meeting planners who really aren't that interested in talking to a corporate entertainer, even one that has an MD. I remember saying to my wife, I just walk into my office and I don't know what to do first thing in the morning. And I tell you, I am rushed off my feet now. It's the exact opposite. I know exactly what I've got to do. I know exactly how to market myself. I've got a system which I know works. And that began as a result of working with Vicky.